I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org. Click on Newsroom for more information about anything you hear here. The last of undecided U.S. senators announced October 5th how they were voting, making Brett Kavanaugh the newest Supreme Court justice. Local politicians were quick to respond. Quote, with the completion of the additional FBI investigation and no proof to corroborate any of the allegations against Judge Kavanaugh, I continue to support his confirmation based upon his qualifications, record, and writings from the bench. I am happy that the Senate has agreed to move forward with his nomination, unquote, said a statement from Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook. When asked, after speaking to the NAACP in Albany October 5th, whether Congress could impeach Kavanaugh after November elections, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said, quote, if we do have the opportunity to have a different House leadership or a different Senate leadership, I wouldn't be surprised if there were at least some investigations, unquote. New York's other senator, Chuck Schumer, on the Senate floor October 5th, did not directly criticize Republicans. Quote, I don't blame them. They have a flawed nominee, unquote, Schumer said. Quote, the well was poisoned from the outset, unquote. Gloria Pazmino reports at Politico New York that Governor Andrew Cuomo's campaign said October 5th he will accept the Working Families Party ballot line on the November 6th ballot. During the primary election campaign this summer, Working Families Party head Bill Lipton said, quote, Andrew Cuomo can talk like he's a progressive, but the truth is he relies on Wall Street billionaires and Republican megadonors like Trump and the Koch brothers to fill his campaign coffers, unquote. Lipton said in a fundraising email, quote, for 8 years, Andrew Cuomo's vision of politics has put people like Trump and the 1% first, unquote. Now, though, to retain their place on the ballot, the party is backing Cuomo. Political parties in New York need 50,000 votes in the governor's election to stay on the ballot. The Working Families Party had backed Cynthia Nixon, but now swaps her out for Cuomo on the ballot, with Nixon now technically running against Democrat Assemblymember Deborah Glick in New York City. Nixon says she won't actually campaign against Glick. Read the full story at Politico New York. Sarah Trafton reports for Columbia Green Media that a Round Top woman driving a car on State Route 32 in Catskill ran into a 400-pound pig. The driver and four children in the vehicle suffered only minor injuries, but the pig did not survive. Dan Ellett of Catskill said the animal had given birth to 16 piglets earlier this year. Quote, I have double-strand electric fence and barbed wire, unquote, Ellett said. Quote, I've never seen them undo the fence, but I've had issues with bears getting in and chasing them out, unquote. State police said the encounter was unusual. Quote, this is not a normal occurrence, unquote, said State Police Investigator Pete Kuzminski. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you heard here.